Good morning and welcome to Focus on Health, the weekly radio program where we talk about all the great things happening at Van Deest Medical Center.
Very excited to share. We are still finalizing many of the details of this collaboration. However, I'm excited to share we will have a cardiology clinic offered by Iowa Heart Center with an anticipated start date of Monday, October 21st. The Iowa Heart Cardiology Clinic will be provided by cardiologists from both Ames and Des Moines. The number of days they will be on site each week has yet to be finalized. However, they will be here on a full-time basis with a schedule of 3 to 5 days each week. Iowa Heart will also be utilizing space in our radiology department to offer echocardiograms, EP device checks, nuclear cardiac stress tests, and their nuclear camera will be moved for nuclear cardiology imaging as well. We are extremely fortunate as a critical access hospital to be able to offer a cardiology clinic of this nature with such robust cardiac services and nuclear testing and procedures. We are proud to partner with Iowa Heart Center and excited to expand their presence in our community, offering a full range of outpatient cardiac services in our hospital. Stay tuned, and we will be announcing more details as they are finalized of this collaboration. Thursday, October 10th is a big day in Webster City. It is Ladies Night Out, and the gift shop out at Van Deest Medical Center will be participating. You'll want to stay tuned and listen to the program about what they're going to be offering and what will be available, but just know that the gift shop will be open from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Again, that's Ladies Night Out next Thursday, October 10th. On this same date, we have our next Webster City Community Blood Drive. It will be from 12:30 to 5:30 in our clinic boardroom here at Van Deest Medical Center. Appointments are encouraged and may be made by going online to lifeservebloodcenter.org. And again, I do want to give a big thanks to Scooters here in Webster City for serving as our corporate sponsor for our community blood drives. Today on the program, we are joined by Pam Harklaw, administrator at Hamilton County Public Health, and Audrea Jacobson with Siouxland Health. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us today. Pam, I'm going to get started with you as administrator at Public Health. Tell us what's happening this fall. What's going on out there?
Absolutely. So we are fresh in the throes of getting ready for fall and winter. So it's about flu clinics. It's also about COVID clinics in our office. So we actually are now offering our walk-in flu clinics every Thursday for the rest of the month of September and October, all the way up through Thanksgiving, every Thursday from 1 to 4. So that's available for anybody. We also will be offering free flu vaccine to anyone with no health insurance, so no medical insurance at all. There'll be free flu vaccine available for them. My COVID vaccine will be coming in next week, so super excited about that. So for those who are waiting to get both the flu and COVID vaccine, that is coming. And we'll also be offering COVID vaccine for those who have no insurance also. So those are two great things that are happening. We're busy vaccinating kids also for back to school. So our back to school immunization clinics on Wednesday afternoons have been pretty busy. So, and most recently, I've been started probably a few months back, I started a partnership with Audrea and seeking out just trying to figure out how we can get some STI testing here in Hamilton County. Unfortunately, during COVID, a lot of things with screenings and follow-up just kind of went to the wayside a little bit. And so we have noticed throughout the state of Iowa and including Hamilton County, our STI rates did increase, and that was across the state of Iowa. So trying to meet the public, we decided that we really needed to connect and try to work this partnership out. And so Audrea is from Siouxland Health, and she does this in several other counties. She provides the STI testing. And so we decided to start out with just HIV testing and hepatitis C testing, and then see where we can go with that. I would love to build this program even farther. So it was a collaborative effort. I think we started probably in like February, March time, and then we just last month had our first hepatitis C and HIV clinic, and Audrea is again here today. She has another clinic. So the clinics will be every month, every third Thursday. Mm-hmm. From 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. we will be doing a free, and right now it's pretty much walk-in. You walk in, it takes minutes, and testing can be done. It's just a nice conversation that Audrea has. So I think our whole purpose with public health wanting to be involved in this and in our community is to increase awareness and education. Yes. Make sure that they're aware of the screening opportunities that are out there. And then also that a lot of this is very treatable. Mm-hmm. But if you don't know, you don't know about the treatment also. And it can affect so much of more of your other disease processes. So that's why it's such a huge thing that we want to do the testing and make people aware of the treatment too. So...
yes.
So, Audrea, you want to tell us a little bit about the program?
Yeah. So, I'm from Siouxland Community Health, and we're based out of Sioux City, Iowa, but we do serve 14 counties in Iowa at this time. And so the testing is rapid. So whenever you come into the HIV Hep C clinic at the public health here in Hamilton. So what you'll receive is a screening. And so the screening is a rapid test. We have the test down to 1 minute. So it's just a 1 minute test, which is huge. The hepatitis C is a little bit longer. It's a 20 minute test. However, it's a very accurate test. So hepatitis C, a lot of people can be living with it and not know it. Even people born 1965 and before. And so the medical practices weren't what they are today. And there's a lot of people who are still testing positive for hepatitis C. And, just because they were born during that time. And so we like to make sure that we're screening everybody properly. And another thing for hepatitis C is very common in injection drug users. You know, reaching out to that community, how do we get them in to testing and offering these services and to where they can feel comfortable in us enough to talk to us about these things. And one of the good places I have found for that is at the inpatient treatment facilities surrounding this area. However, there are a lot of people that come from Hamilton County over to the inpatient treatment services, and I do know there's a high number percentage of people who are using a needle to inject drugs in this area. And
this way, if they receive treatment, then, if they can take and follow with the screening and offering that here in our county would be great. Hepatitis C complicates other processes, so it can cause liver disease, it can cause cirrhosis, and it even can cause cancer. So knowing if you're positive for that or not, just so you're able to, again, seek out the treatment is just a huge thing. So, yeah. So, and tell us who is eligible for the hepatitis C.
So right now, it's if you were born on 1965 and before,
younger,
you're eligible. And then if you've ever used a needle to inject drugs. So that's the criteria for the testing.
There may be some changes in the eligibility. The CDC is really wanting, like I said, everyone to mm-hmm. be tested for a screening at least one time. Also, somebody who maybe was an organ transplant or something like that, mm-hmm. They're a little more higher risk. Blood transfusions that were done before 1992, I think, is another risk because, mm-hmm. again, the precautions weren't in place at that point in time. So I think those things, they're looking at the changes, so the screening could apply to those also. So that's something we're looking forward to, I hope, in the future.
Yes.
So,
yeah. Yes.
Tell us about the HIV side of things, as far as the process and the eligibility, if you can.
Okay, so anybody and everybody can come in and get an HIV test. And this is good because you don't have to be part of any kind of, you could just be, you know, wanting to test, wanting to have a surety. And the CDC recommendation for testing for HIV is once a year. As long as you're sexually active, you're testing once a year. There is a window period on every single HIV test. So what our tests we're offering is the INSTI, which is a instant test, 1 minute. And it's just from a finger poke. So you just get a finger poke. We, you know, administer the tests and then, you know, kind of talk a little bit and then give you your result. And so just the result in 1 minute. It's kind of... pretty good. You know, as far as testing goes, anybody and everybody who can test should be coming out to test.
If that test result is positive, tell me how you take in what you do with that.
So basically, if a test comes out positive, it's still not actually a positive. We don't say it's, hey, you have a positive test. We say this test is indeterminate, which means that we just need to draw your blood. So we do a blood draw. And then we send it out, and it'll get tested to see if there's actually HIV present.
Yeah. How long does it take to get that result back?
I would say less than a week. Less than a week. If it's on a Friday, though, so...
The holiday.
So Friday or holidays, it'll be just a little bit longer, but I will say if you're testing on Thursday with me, the test gets out Friday. And then, so we should have results back Monday, Tuesday.
The next week, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you contact them, correct?
Yes, I contact anybody, yep. Everybody who needs reassurance or, you know, when it comes to testing. I usually like to give out my cards and, you know, engage them into testing and, you know, letting them know when they can return or if, you know, if they test every month, I mean, there's a reason for it, so yep. They could come in and test, so.
And I just want to let people know that I wanted to be proactive with this. So I was one of Audrea's very first individuals that came into her clinic to be tested. And I wanted to experience the process. The process was so easy. She makes it a painless finger poke and a couple questions is all she's asking. Both the HIV test and the hepatitis C test, it's just a finger poke, and that's all she needs. She talks you through it entirely. She'll step you through the follow-up, if there is any follow-up that she needs to take and do. I also then wanted to really recommend to my staff, so a lot of my staff have gone through the process and experienced the testing too, just so that they can communicate that this is a great thing, especially working in the healthcare field, to have that screen done and just to have know your results and then to also share that this isn't a scary situation. This isn't an uncomfortable situation. This is about knowledge, and knowledge is very powerful. Yes. If you have your information. So that part of things is great. And the also wonderful part that Audrea and I kind of talked about is she also has a lot of connections and resources. So a lot of those questions are, you know, what happens if I am positive? What steps do I take? You know, this is a free test that we offer here. The great thing about the state of Iowa is there's free treatment options that are available too, that Audrea has the connections to, and we can help with those connections too. So that part is great.
Yes. Very good program that we have for people living with HIV is the Ryan White program. And it's based out of, you know, kind of a lot of places, mm-hmm. but at our clinic, we do offer the services, and you know, if people need it, we're there. So it's good.
Yeah, it's a wonderful thing because the medications are all rolled into that. HIV medication oftentimes can be very expensive, just like the testing can be very expensive. So the Ryan White program has been wonderful to provide that, and at no cost. And so that is a lifesaver. And with the meds, it can almost be undetectable for levels. So if that HIV level does come back positive, there's options, there's treatment, there's medications, and they can make it so you can live at an almost undetectable or undetectable level. So
undetectable equals untransmittable. And so we like to really educate people about this, because HIV, it affects humans. And so, you know, every single one of us is, you know, we're all the same. So somebody who's living with HIV experiences a lot of stigma and, you know, a lot of self-stigma, a lot of shame, you know what I mean? Like a lot of other things play into that, but there's a lot of stigma that surrounds HIV, and it's really unfortunate, but it is still very much there. And so we talk about normalizing all these conversations so that way people can feel comfortable, people can have a safe place to talk and to open up and to be able to talk open and honestly. And so I really like what I do. I really care about it because, you know, I recognize that people are all humans. And so, you know, I think about each person and I'm like, you know, that could be my brother or my sister or my mom or my dad, you know. And so we really have to think about that in a real kind of way and, you know, try to help them as much as we could. So I kind of love doing the counseling side with people too. And so, you know, should somebody ever, you know, actually be positive for HIV, you know, to empower them, you know, they're going to be okay no matter what. And the risk is not knowing. The risk is not knowing if you have HIV. It's better to know than not know, I always say. Just making sure you're testing, following the CDC recommendations for testing, which is test once a year. You know, if you're higher risk, and we can talk about that if you come in and get tested. If you're higher risk, then we can recommend more testing, like, you know, every 3 to 6 months or what have you. And so there are some really good prevention medications out there. There is a medication that prevents HIV from taking hold. And so it's like, we like to say it's like the plan B of HIV. So if you get exposure, then you can take this medication and it prevents HIV. And so we like to let people know about that if they're at risk for exposure. So you have 72 hours to get on this medication. And this medication is also for people who experience sexual assault, also people who experience, they don't know their status of their partner, anybody who's having unprotected sex and they don't know the status of their partner, or if their partner tells them, oh, you know, after the fact, or if the condom breaks, things like that, we can get them on this medication and prevent HIV from taking hold in the body. There's also another medication that's like brother or sister to this medication that I'm talking about. It's called PrEP. PrEP medication is a really good med because it prevents HIV, so it's before the fact. So pre-exposure prophylaxis, so people can take this med. You know, they take it daily, and it's either Truvada or Descovy. And basically what they do is they take it every single day, and if they should come to have exposure or unknown exposure, it won't affect them. And so that's 99% effective, highly effective in preventing HIV. So, you know, the people who are in high risk, or they definitely should know about this medication and that they can get on this med to protect themselves. So.
Audrea, such excellent information. Mm-hmm. You can tell that you are passionate about this and you have such a calming way about you. How long have you been doing these clinics?
I've actually been in this field for 3 years. So 3 years, and it's like, I don't know, for whatever reason, it's like I found my job, my calling, or, you know, however you want to say it. And so
that makes this all so easy.
Yes.
Again, it's her calmness, her knowledge, her ease about making people feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. So not being afraid, understanding stigmas, understanding, and then having the resources. So
yes.
We want people to come in and utilize this clinic that's every third Thursday. From 10 to 2 right now. And mm-hmm. the thing is that we can look to expand hours if the need is there, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. So that part is good too.
And I hope the need does develop from this. This is a terrific opportunity, this free clinic. How does somebody go about, do they need to schedule an appointment?
If they want to give us a call, they certainly can. It makes it easier. So absolutely calling 515-832-9565, but also just knowing it's the every third Thursday mm-hmm. as a walk-in clinic, Andrea's going to be here. So just coming in, we have signs that say where to come, you know, for the free HIV and Hep C testing, so they can just walk in. They don't have to even call. Mm-hmm. So
terrific. And I applaud you, Pam, for kind of leading that and getting tested, encouraging your staff to get tested.
Absolutely.
And so for our listeners out there, as you heard both of these ladies mention, this testing really is for anyone. If you
yes.
meet the guidelines for if you were born in 1965 or
before,
mm-hmm. you're eligible for this.
That's for the hepatitis C, and
yes.
anybody is eligible for that HIV testing.
Right.
Yes.
Anybody. So just come in, let us, if you've got questions, call, ask. We want, again, knowledge is power.
Mm-hmm.
So the awareness is what we need.
So. You know, and we're also looking at a high number of people that are living with HIV and don't know it. And so come and get tested. Some people experience symptoms when they first contract it. Some people don't. Their immune systems are so strong.
The majority of them don't
yeah.
lots of times have any symptoms.
Mm-hmm. So, but, you know, the symptoms are flu-like symptoms. And so nausea, vomiting, upset stomach, fever, fatigue, body aches, swollen lymph nodes. I've had a patient, he came in and he said, I can't get rid of my sore throat, you know, and I was like, I'm going to test you. So I tested him and he was actually living with HIV,
yeah.
you know, and so, you know, 19-year-old kid. Can you imagine your 19-year-old kid?
Yep.
So, I mean, it's just really good. Even parents can empower their children, you know, and learn more about this stuff. So that way, they can receive the services that they need and deserve.
Mm-hmm. Such a great program. I can't stress enough, just a safe space to go. It's confidential.
Yep.
I definitely want to stress that. And the resources are here. So we do want to help get the message out to listeners. And I certainly appreciate you both being here today mm-hmm. and sharing the information. I agree with you, Pam. You know, knowledge is power. And so the more we can work together to get a message like this out, stigma is probably the biggest hurdle.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
programs like this that are free, we just need to make people aware so that they can take advantage of this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anything else either one of you would like to share?
If anybody would like to receive the services and, you know, you have an event, health, you know, what was it?
Oh, health fairs
Just
have anything they would like Andrea or myself to come and speak on this, we definitely can take and do that mm-hmm. just to get more of the word out. So
yes.
Great idea. Again, the number to call if you have questions, 515-832-9565. Ladies, again, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that will do it for today's edition of Focus on Health, brought to you by Van Diest Medical Center, where our focus is you.